We have officially 180 days. We are officially 180 days away from a total water emergency. The Harbor Island Desalination Plant was the only plan on the table to stop this clock, but the Texas Water Development Board just denied the funding, leaving the coastal bend to dry up while billions were diverted elsewhere. The state saw these exact maps and still chose to leave us behind. What do you think happens to a region when the state delays until the taps are already failing? I mean, that image, the image is incredible. This is 4 years. 4 years. It's gone from a lake to a pond. It's gone from a, you know, sizable body of water to nothing. I mean, that is astonishing. That's like Lake Errol, where they, you know, it's like you're mining and the whole lake disappears underground. But no, it's because they're building out neighborhoods for the foreigners to move into, and they're giving water to data centers, of which Texas is the state with the second most. We have hundreds and hundreds of data centers that all require our fresh water, and now we're building dozens and dozens, if not hundreds more in this state, that will require billions and billions of gallons of water, and we're sucking our lakes dry. This is what I mean, like, this is why I have trouble putting this into words. It's biblical what we're experiencing. The data centers will be the mark of the beast operating system. The data centers will be the tools by which they surveil and enslave us. We're building it out using all of the fresh water we have, some of the best and most, you know, expensive and valuable farming real estate is where it's being built. The pollution and even the noise pollution and the vibration pollution from these data centers will kill all of the animals in the surrounding area. And it's going to be using, every one of these data centers uses more power than entire cities. And we're building these for no other purpose than to enslave us. I cannot express that enough. The only way this could possibly be justified is if we were spending this much money and wasting this many resources because we were building like giant engines to push Earth out of the way of a comet or something, right? If this was an existential crisis and it was like there's a comet on its way to America or to Earth. It's going to destroy all life on Earth. It's a 100% certainty. The only possible thing we can do is put all of our resources and all of our fresh water and all of our population into a mission to just save us, save our lives. That's the type of thing that it would make sense to be upending all of the things that we've ever said about climate change or about pollution or any of this stuff. Not only are data centers not required for the continuing existence of our, you know, humanity itself, it's completely unnecessary. We don't need any more data centers at all, as far as I'm concerned. Frankly, I think too many people are on the internet. I think we could silo off America from the rest of the world, and the internet would improve a hell of a lot, and we wouldn't have to be the infrastructure operating for all these other countries. Where are the environmentalists? Where are the people concerned about this stuff? How are they eliminating gigantic lakes in Texas? There's not going to exist anymore, and everybody just goes along with it. And as I've said a million billion times before, they're doing it on purpose. I mean, they're whatever. I got distracted. I forgot what I was saying. This all sucks. It just all sucks. What are we supposed to say? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? To enslave you, to destroy you, because they hate you, because you resist them. That's it. That's the answer. So we should stop them. So we should come together and stop them. With everything that we've got, that is the existential crisis. Fury, as massive Georgia data center, uses 30 million gallons of water through secret unbilled pipes while residents suffer low pressure. This is what I mean. It's not just that they're using eminent domain and your tax dollars and all of this stuff. If they want it, if they think it's necessary for their continuing domination of humanity, they get it done. Nothing stands in the way. Nothing. Legitimate concerns about the way this land is being used, overridden. Genuine concern about the water being taken. Doesn't even come up because they don't even tell you they're taking the water. This story's crazy. Georgia residents were left outraged when they discovered a massive data center had been guzzling up to nearly 30 million gallons of water and never paying for it. They never paid for it. They did not tell the city utilities that they were hooking up this siphon out of the city supplies, and they stole 30 million gallons of water for their data center. Can you even fathom, like, can you even imagine what it would take to pull that off? How do you do that? How do you do that? Go try to get a city employee to let you, like, turn on a faucet at City Hall. Like, what? Who did they pay? Who did they bribe? Whose palms did they grease? Can you just go up to your local water utility and plug in a $30 million pipe and nobody says anything and nobody notices? What? The issue began last year when residents of the affluent subdivision of Annalise Park in Fayetteville noted their water pressure was unusually low. When the county utility then investigated the problem, officials discovered that developer Quality Technology Services had installed two industrial-scale water hookups to the approximately 6.2 million square foot data center campus located 20 miles south of downtown Atlanta. One of the water connections appeared to have been installed without anyone at the water utility knowing, while the other was not linked to the company's account, and it was therefore not being billed. What? It's a private equity company owned by Blackstone. Again, like, what am I supposed to say about this? They will fine you if you water your lawn 2 days in a row in some of these places. If you use an extra 3 gallons, they'll come write you a ticket because you're only supposed to water on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever it is. Meanwhile, Blackstone Private Equity Group somehow, again, explain to me how this happens. How do you connect an industrial water hookup to the city utility without anybody knowing? What sort of knowledge do you have to pull that off? How could you possibly pull this off? That's the Atlanta city utilization, but I don't think this was the Fayette County water system. The company's massive water usage only came to light last week when resident James Clifton obtained the 2025 letter to QTS from public records request and posted it on Facebook. It wasn't even the authorities that discovered it. It was the people that had to point this out. Jeez.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. your word of mouth, your prayer.